USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was a prayer service for one of the victims of the mass shooting in El Paso, Texas. Hundreds came to mourn the killing of 63-year-old Margie Record. In this week's Democratic address, Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey called on Congress to pass gun control legislation.
We must confront the reality that gun violence is not just a problem stemming from mass shootings. Gun violence is a public health epidemic.
Portland, Oregon is bracing for protests and counter-protests that could turn violent today. Police Lieutenant Tina Jones.
We recognize these events can cause alarm, anxiety, and even fear for certain members of our community.
Wall Street rallied on Friday. The Dow is up 306 points, the S&P 500 up 41, and the NASDAQ up 129. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use my promo code USA, and remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
After issuing an emergency call for blood and platelet donors in early July, the Red Cross is now facing an even bigger blood shortage. USA's John Hunt has the story.
All eligible donors are urged to give as soon as possible. And now Amazon has gotten involved. With the help of a generous $1 million donation, the Red Cross will thank those who help alleviate the blood shortage if you donate before August 29th with a $5 Amazon gift card. So if you'd like to find out where you can donate blood in your community, go online to www.redcrossblood.org. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Another weekend of protests are underway again in Hong Kong. This time, teachers are rallying to support students and other protesters. Mainland China has sent troops to the border with Hong Kong. Some protesters are calling for a boycott of the new Disney movie, Mulan, after the Chinese-born actress came out in support of Hong Kong police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Actor Peter Fonda, son of Henry Fonda and brother to Jane Fonda, has died. He wrote and starred in the famous movie Easy Rider.
Dude means nice guy. Dude means a regular sort of person.
Well, you boys don't look like you're from this part of the country. You're lucky I'm here to see that you don't get in anything.
Anything?
According to his family, Fonda died at his home in Los Angeles after a battle with lung cancer. He was 79. A federal appeals court on Friday narrowed the injunction on President Trump's asylum ban. The injunction issued in mid-July would have barred immigrants from seeking asylum if they passed through another nation first without seeking protection. On July 24th, the judge said it was inconsistent with existing asylum laws. Now, the administration has scored a partial win as the federal appeals court has narrowed the nationwide injunction to the Ninth Circuit, encompassing district courts in border states of Arizona and California, clearing a path for the asylum ban to be imposed along the border in New Mexico and Texas. The three-judge panel was split 2-1, with Republican appointees in favor of narrowing the scope. The American Civil Liberties Union has argued that the ban should be blocked completely because it conflicts with federal asylum laws. The ACLU says they will continue fighting to end the ban entirely. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.